رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا تسعا.
And they stayed in the cave for 300 years and extended their stay another 9 years. As with any good story, many times a reader wants to know all of the juicy details. Sometimes even those things which really do not have any benefit for the reader, but still they are intrigued and want to know those finer points. In the story of the people of the cave, one of the final things which Allah informs us about is how long they stayed in that cave. And although it is not a value-added piece of information, still Allah mentions it in this verse that they resided in the cave for 300 years and then 9 more, so a total of 309 years before they woke up. Now, why did Allah create this verse in this fashion and not just come out and say that they stayed in the cave for 309 years? One opinion is that the 300-year figure is in solar years, and if you were to calculate the time spent in the cave in lunar years, then it would be 309 years. Because on average, a year on the solar calendar has 365.24 days, whereas in the lunar calendar, which is measured on the moon's rotation around the Earth, it has 354 days. Therefore, 300 years in the solar calendar is approximately 309 years in the lunar calendar. In Tafsir Majma al-Bayan, it is mentioned that once a group of Jews came to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and asked him a question in regards to the length of stay of the companions of the cave, as the story of the seven sleepers was very well known to the Jews and Christians of that era. They were given the reply that they stayed in the cave for 309 years, to which the Jewish guests corrected the Imam that it was only 300 years. To this, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, replied that the 9 years added is the calculation of the difference which exists between a solar year and a lunar year. At the end of the day, it is not that important to know the exact time which was spent in the cave. Rather, what is more important is to study the story, know the history behind what transpired and why it occurred, and then see how we can implement this and other such historical events within our lives. Ultimately, as Muslims, we need to get over the rationalization of our religion and trying to understand everything from the point of view of science. We must realize that sometimes things are as they are because Allah wants to test us and see if we are going to unconditionally submit to His orders. Point of reflection. There are many unknowns in religion, and some verses of the Quran which today may not make sense to us. We must realize that we should never feel that we are above the Quran or Islamic teachings, or that they must answer to us. Rather, we need to realize and accept the fact that we are very limited in our knowledge, and there is much of the unseen world that we have yet to discover.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka.